As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Well, it just keeps getting more insane out there. But hey, y'all, Democrats, right? They're losing it. Welcome to this edition of the Insane Things Podcast, where we run down the week that was. This is one I record especially for you who, you know, maybe got busy during the week and you want to tune in at the end to find out what happened. All right, let's dive into insane thing number 5. MS-13 is a designated terrorist organization. And a sitting Democrat U.S. senator just met with one of their now most prominent members and offered his assistance in facilitating his illegal entry into the United States of America. Oh, and they did this over margaritas. Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland, folks, should immediately be arrested and tried for treason. During saner times in this country, say 30 years ago, this would at least be aiding and abetting a terrorist organization. And even if MS-13 wasn't a terror group, again, there are people still in federal prison serving long sentences for acting as coyotes, RICO style, to bring illegals into this country. And now we have Democrat senators going to get them? And yet, according to the Democrats, it's Trump who needs to go to prison and be tried for daring to pick this guy up and deport him back to his actual home country. Actual laws of this country be damned.
Gestapo-like, when you see folks coming up in masks and just grabbing people off the streets and throwing them in a van.
These Gestapo tactics aren't happening in a foreign country, not in a bygone era. They're happening right here in the United States today.
The now famous photo of Senator Van Hollen of Maryland enjoying margaritas in El Salvador with the guy I'm calling St. Kilmar, as in St. Kilmar Abrego Garcia, because he's been immaculated and beatified by the left-wing media, who didn't do a lot of background checking before they did that. So I guess now this guy is going to be the patron saint of wife beaters. Here's Fox News.
Well, the upstanding migrant that Dems are crying over was accused of, by his wife, of abuse. Now, for those yelling, there is no proof. It's right here, written in Jennifer Vasquez's own handwriting when she petitioned the court and received a protective order against her spouse. In August of 2020, she said he hit her in the eye, leaving a purple mark. In November of 2020, she said he hit me with his work boot. Oh, that doesn't hurt. In May of 2021, he punched and scratched me on my left eye, leaving me bleeding. And later that day, he got angry and started yelling again. He ripped my shorts and shirt. He grabbed me by the arm. I have marks. She wrote that she was scared. I'm afraid to be close to him, she said. And now she says, well, she just acted out of abundance of caution.
Which led to the most hilarious troll ever of these idiots. posted by the head of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele. He writes, Kilmar Abrego Garcia miraculously risen from the, quote, death camps, unquote, and torture, unquote, now sipping margaritas with Senator Van Hollen in the tropical paradise of El Salvador. He writes, now that he's been confirmed healthy, he will get the honor of staying in El Salvador's custody. Yeah, in the famous Supermax prison. Folks, those pictures are definitely coming back for the campaign ads for the midterms. Naturally, as I said, the Democrats didn't do any background checking on their new hero. Fortunately, Fox News' Jesse Waters did, and oh my gosh. I mean, besides not one, but two judges ruling in their rulings that he's a member of MS-13. In fact, one of them described him as too dangerous to release because he's a member of MS-13. That was in a ruling denying him bond because of the danger he poses to Americans. But Democrats never care about things like that. There's this.
Garcia was arrested in a gang sweep in connection to a murder investigation in a frequent gang area with three active members of MS-13. Informants told police Garcia was an active member of MS-13 with the Westerns clique. And when they scooped him up this year, they showed him photos of him on camera with other members of MS-13. You don't think police did surveillance before they picked him up? Wait until those pictures come out. Police say there's no doubt.
You've looked at the evidence. Are you convinced, as the White House says, that he's an MS-13 member?
Oh, 1,000%. Yes, indeed. 1,000%.
No doubt.
Not only that, he's And he's a domestic violence abuser. Kudos on the Trump administration for removing the criminal. Horrible on Senator Van Hollen for wanting to bring him back.
Not only was he gang-tied and interrogated over human and drug smuggling, in 2022, Homeland Security said he was a suspect in a human trafficking incident after he was pulled over with eight other individuals in the vehicle. This is in Tennessee. Garcia told police he was driving for 3 days from Texas to Maryland, but there was no luggage in the car. He said he was just bringing in people to perform construction work. Texas to Maryland, kind of a long commute to work. Garcia was driving on an expired driver's license in someone else's car. Cops asked him, whose car is it? Garcia said, my boss, in construction. Police asked the passengers their addresses, and they all gave Garcia's address. But Garcia lived in Maryland, and they were coming from Texas. But cops just let Garcia off with a warning for driving on an expired license, which is weird because he was flagged on a transnational organized crime watch list. Yeah. Democrats' favorite political prisoner is on a transnational organized crime watch list.
It went downhill from there, with the Tennessee Star this morning breaking a huge story. Apparently in 2022, St. Kilmar was stopped driving without a license, and Tennessee Highway Patrol suspected that he was trafficking the seven illegal immigrants inside the car he was driving. Seeing as he was driving on an expired license, the car wasn't his, they had him 6 ways to Sunday. Well, then they learned he was on the transnational criminal watch list. They figured Biden's FBI would be interested. So they called him up. What do you think happened? The FBI was not only not interested in St. Kilmar, but they told the Tennessee Highway Patrol to release him. So St. Kilmar was then released due to the Biden FBI's order, and the Tennessee Highway Patrol concerns about trafficking were, of course, ignored by the government because trafficking is just bringing the Democrats their voters. And that kind of thing is, well, to be praised and looked up to. So this was on top of a court and the Maryland police finding that they believed he was in MS-13 and his wife reporting that he beat her. And by the way, the court documents reporting that he's a Checo, which is a mid-level manager in MS-13. Understand what this guy represents to Democrats. The networks these guys use to bring them their voters are absolutely precious to Democrats. So much so, you'll remember that Attorney General of Texas, we've had this on the podcast before, Ken Paxton warned that the Democrat Party and the cartels were merging in a way we've never seen before. This was a year and a half ago when Joe Biden was still president. Here's Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton.
They're taking federal law and dismantling it. And he's making up his own rules as we go that allow the cartels to gain a foothold, a strong, really strong foothold in the United States, not just in my state, but really across the, they're building a network across the country so that they can keep doing this well after Biden's gone.
So much of a network, in fact, that the Democrats had the Border Patrol working with the cartels, Paxton said.
He is cooperating, not just cooperating, but he's literally in partnership with these cartels. In the old days, they used to come and try to hide and run away from Border Patrol. Joe Biden's cut a deal somehow where these cartels transport people directly to the Border Patrol, and then they move them around the country. So we're in a terrible situation. Nothing like this country has ever seen before, and I fear the consequences of Joe Biden's decisions for the next years.
Understand, this means deliberately letting in at the border the people to staff these criminal networks knowingly, despite their records, which is exactly what Biden did in order to build out the criminal networks to ultimately bring them their voters.
Over 13,099 convicted murderers have crossed the border and are free to roam and kill in our country. These are convicted murderers.
Yeah, but I mean, that was an accident, right? I mean, yeah, you know, you let 12 million people and some rotten eggs slip into... No, it was deliberate. Take a listen from Fox News.
The director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement confirms that more than 13,000 illegal immigrants convicted of murder have been caught at the border and then released into the United States. The letter here tells the tale. Hello, I'm John Roberts in Washington. You believe this, Sandra?
Which means they are here. And this is just an unbelievable development.
Worse, you'll remember on a previous Battleground America podcast, Joe Biden basically benched the ICE agents while turning loose into the United States of America more than 900,000 criminals with deportation orders. So these are criminals who have convictions and deportation orders. ICE was basically not allowed to go get most of them. That's on purpose. Why? They were perceived by the Democrats as needed for the network. How many are still here? Donald Trump actually addressed that this week in another interview on Fox News with Rachel Campos Duffy.
Right now, we're getting the murderers out. We have our total aim on the very bad ones, as you can imagine, because you have some great people that came in, but we have some very bad ones. We had 11,088 murderers. Half of them killed more than one person.
Mm-hmm.
These are rough, bad people. We want them out. And that's mostly our focus.
Yeah. So bottom line, about 11,000 are left. Great. And the Democrats right now with all of this trying to stand in the way. And folks, honestly, that's just the murderers. I mean, that's not just the human traffickers, the sex abusers, you know, all of the other criminals. The Democrats see what Trump is doing as an existential threat to their party, an absolute attack on their future, which they see MS-13 and these gang members, these cartels is very much a part of. They'll do just about anything to keep Trump from dismantling this. As you can see, that leads us to insane thing number five. Judge James Boasberg this week fired the open volley in what will be an ongoing attempt to put all of Team Trump in prison, especially the effective folks in the deportation department. Here's how that went. Well, you might remember that the Supreme Court said that Boasberg didn't actually have jurisdiction to rule that Trump had to bring back the Tren de Aragua members that he flew to El Salvador and St. Kilmar, right? Well, Boasberg argued this week that even though he didn't have jurisdiction, that Trump should have followed his order because it was given before the Supreme Court ruled he didn't have jurisdiction. And that Trump and his team, anybody who knew about it or participated in it, was in contempt of court, criminal contempt. And so in his filing, he said that he's forced the Trump administration already to turn over the names of everybody who was involved in this. And he said he's demanding that the DOJ prosecute them, potentially. If the DOJ refuses, he said in his filing, he is looking at appointing a prosecutor to prosecute them criminally. Folks, this is the playbook. This is the roadmap. Now, folks were texting me saying, yeah, okay, they can't get Trump because he has immunity, right? But they can get everyone else around him if he doesn't pardon them. What they want to do, I think, is force Trump to pardon them. Because when you pardon someone, like remember when Fauci was pardoned, that's an admission they committed a crime. And when you accept the pardon, you are in terms of, you know, legal terms, except you are accepting responsibility for the crime when you accept the pardon. So they want to be able to say these are criminals, right? And they want to force Trump to pardon them again and again and again and again, just to keep his presidency functioning, because there's a long line of people who are looking to prosecute these Trump folks. Let me give you an example. When the Supreme Court ruled that Boasberg did not have jurisdiction, two judges immediately claimed they did. And one of them is in New York, the other one's in Texas. Immediately resumed the case, said Trump has to return St. Kilmer. Well, those judges can now pick this up, even if Boasberg were to stumble. In other words, if Trump doesn't find a way to get St. Kilmer back, then you can see a contempt of court, criminal investigation, same as in Boasberg's court, and the people in his administration criminally prosecuted. Again, he could pardon them. But what the Democrats are looking forward here for here is a dictator talking point. Look, they're convicted criminals. They were pardoned, and these criminals are going after these poor Maryland dads. And yeah, you can already hear the talking point. It'll get more outrageous the more prosecutors are appointed and the more criminal charges are filed, which leads us to...
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
To insane thing number four, Letitia James. What I just told you about in insane thing number five is just one angle on the lawfare the Democrats have planned. New York prosecutor Letitia James, who was behind the conviction of Trump on the fraud charges, announced that she intends to investigate members of the Trump family and everyone in his administration who's high ranking to see if any of them made stock trades as Trump has whipsawed between, you know, different tariff declarations. So any kind of stock trade might qualify, right? Because the market goes up, the market goes down, and pursuing them for insider trading. So this is, folks, just more harassment. What is the ultimate goal? To do again what they did to the crew that brilliantly defeated Hillary Clinton and got Trump elected in 2016. If you look at them, all eight of them are now convicted criminals, including Trump himself. No exceptions. They're looking to do this again because they absolutely got away with it last time. So this is them coming at Team Trump from another angle. What they want to do is make it impossible to serve Trump without ending up in handcuffs in a courtroom, financially busted. And why not? They did it before. Now, the hilarious part was that Letitia James' announcement, and by the way, she doesn't even have, normally a prosecutor would go after somebody for insider trading, they'd have to have a tip or
some kind of evidence, another prosecutor or investigator would bring it to them. No, no. She's just blanket going to go look at them for this, she said. She announced that roughly 16 hours before her own criminal referral was sent by one federal agency to the Department of Justice. What that means is there's enough criminal evidence to prosecute, and they're asking a case and a prosecution to begin. This for mortgage fraud. This fool. And I mean, folks, you have to have such a level of liberal privilege. You have to be so brazenly criminal to do what Letitia James did here. Keep in mind, she was elected in 2019. When she was, under New York law, she had to sign a statement saying that she lives in New York. She knows she signed the statement that her primary residence is there. Well, fast forward to 2023, in the weeks before she's getting ready to prosecute Trump, ironically, for borrowing fraud, for supposedly lying, and she signs a piece of paper declaring that her primary residence is actually in Virginia so she can get a much lower mortgage rate. Well, that's impossible because she's the attorney general for New York, and media has visited the home, and she doesn't live there, and her neighbor says she's never lived there. Okay, that is clear-cut mortgage fraud with intent to defraud. Even worse, she's now been busted listing her father as her husband on another loan. What makes that so bad is it was a VA loan. The reason she needed her father is because he served in the military. She didn't. Can you say stolen valor? The good news here is we are beginning to go after these people. The bad news here is that Letitia James has the most powerful force on earth. It's practically a superpower, at least in America, liberal privilege. So she would be tried federally either in New York or Virginia. So you're going to get crooked, biased liberal judges, and you're going to get liberal juries. Folks, I'm not sure, even in a slam shut case, if this woman will be convicted or not. Because these liberal juries think they're fighting a Nazi regime. I mean, they are so spun around and misinformed. Their entire worldview is whack. So it's going to be interesting to see, but at least we are beginning to come back legitimately. We're not like them. We're not immoral. We don't bend laws to find ways to persecute people. But we're starting to see these blue areas weaponized against the second Trump administration. Do not be surprised if, before the end of the Trump administration, everyone who ushered him into office is a convicted criminal, in much the same way his campaign manager, Paul Manafort, Michael Flynn, Roger Stone, Steve Bannon, Peter Navarro are convicted criminals. And of course, as I said, Trump himself. Insane thing number three. There was so much talk of election fraud around 2020. It's actually wild that the proof that it actually occurred came in this week and it was barely noticed. But no less unbelievable, a victory by America Legal Foundation. That's run by Steve Miller, who's Trump's deputy chief of staff and probably well on his way to prison as punishment for all of his good work here. I'm sure the left will get him somehow. But anyway, his legal foundation actually won a case in Arizona. And the court recognized that 50,000 illegal immigrants were on the rolls there. You can't legally register to vote. So the ruling, the judge ruled that the state of Arizona and the top two officials here who will be doing this had to be ordered to do it because they're Democrats. The state of Arizona must remove the 50,000 illegal immigrants off their rolls. Folks, I've been screaming about this since 2020 because in 2020, 36,000 of them voted. What was Joe Biden's margin of victory? 11,000. You see the problem there? Did Biden win the state or did Trump? What about Carrie Lake? I mean, given those numbers, is Carrie Lake actually the governor? There's a pretty good chance she is. Is Carrie Lake actually the senator? Again, pretty good chance that she is. We'll never know. You'd think our side would have made a much bigger deal of this week because it proves not only were there fraudulent votes in the 2020 election, yes, cast by real people, maybe, or Democrats could have voted for them, hard to say, but not only were they cast fraudulently, but folks, this proves there's massive illegal immigrant voting in violation of the law. And again, every one of these votes is a felony. So I guess we'll just let it slide and be happy to get them off the voter rolls. I don't know. But folks, here's Sheriff Mark Lamb of Pinal County, Arizona. When asked by Fox News this week, Folks, just to have this on Fox News, have this admission after years of talking about it on the Battleground podcast is such a win. Anyway, here's Pinal County Sheriff Mark Lamb, asked by Fox News if they voted.
So do you think non-citizens were voting in elections? And break down what this means for residents in your state.
Yeah, I do think, Carly, that they were voting in elections. And what it means is we had our election in 2020 between Biden and President Trump that was decided by 11,000 votes. And then in 2022, we had some very close races once again. So 50,000 voters makes it a huge matter.
For me personally, this is massive vindication. I've kept that now yellow sheet pinned to my wall for 4 years now. Been talking about the 36,000 illegal immigrant votes in Arizona. How do I know that? Well, Trump team filed a lawsuit, the election fraud lawsuits that they filed right after the 2020 election. And almost all of them were tossed out by judges for standing. In other words, because the legislatures had already certified the win, they had no standing to sue. And so it was never adjudicated whether the election fraud actually occurred. So I've kept the numbers there right in front of me. This is finally 5 years later vindication. Folks, we could have gotten this a lot earlier if the Republican Party would have helped him, would have fought. They didn't. It probably cost us a governorship and a Senate seat at minimum. Finally, insane thing number one. You don't normally see insane thing number two. You very rarely see the societal shifts that we're seeing right now. I've been doing this for about 20 years, and I can remember back during the Obama era. It didn't matter what issue you polled. It pretty much broke right down the middle. The America of that era was divided on virtually every issue. Today, it's running 80-20, and the Democrats are on the wrong side of pretty much all of these issues. Take a listen, folks. This is just one poll from this week. California. California, y'all.
There's a new poll from the Public Policy Institute of California, and it shows that voters in the deep blue state oppose trans athletes participating in women's sports. I think we have that number right there. Yeah, it's 65%. And that includes nearly half of Democrats. That statistic in California, as this debate over trans athletes in women's sports still rages on.
It wasn't the only poll like that this week. Folks, a CNN poll revealed that a majority of voters favor deporting all illegal immigrants from the United States. 56%. Folks, as recently as the 2020 election, we didn't have majorities. It was split right down the middle. In fact, according to CNN, back in 2016, when Trump first ran, just 38% supported deporting all illegal immigrants. We're not even just talking about criminals. We're talking about all of them. Things are going in the wrong direction for Democrats. Yet, incredibly, when the godfather of the Democrat Party, James Carville, the guy behind the Clintons, their chief advisor, was asked on a liberal Democrat podcast by a liberal Democrat podcaster, hey, you know, should we focus on ordinary people instead of St. Kilmer, instead of, you know, rescuing MS-13 members and taking them, quote unquote, home? This being home and El Salvador being their actual country of origin and residence. Should we focus on ordinary people or should we be focused on MS-13? Folks, Carville.
People say, well, should we really fight on this turf or should we fight more on ordinary people? And this we should fight on. You can't pivot to an economic issue. Wait a minute. This is why we think we are a country. There's real wisdom in it. And history has taught us that. And first they came for him, and then we're going to say no right there. We got to keep fighting this. I think this is worthy of being on the top agenda of things that we're going to fight over, is get this guy back home.
Finally, insane thing number one, and this right here is a sea change. We've never seen this in our lifetime. For decades, young people have been liberal as they get older and the realities of paying bills, the responsibility of life sets in as they begin to fear for their children from people like St. Kilmer, say, and the 13,000 illegal immigrant murderers that Joe Biden let in. People like that, they tend to tilt toward the right. And that's just the way that it's always gone until now. This week, UK Daily Mail poll, 54% approval rating for Donald Trump, tying his all-time high, with only 46% disapproving. That's huge in a country as divided as this one. But it was this stat that was truly jaw-dropping. His, Trump's, highest approval ratings among those 18 to 29, a whopping, staggering 64%. Folks, those over 65 approve of Trump at a 54% rate. Those 30 to 49 and 50-64 approve of Trump at a respective 52 and 51%. Why is this happening? Because something else is happening we've never seen before, something I've talked so often about on this podcast. Why are the youngest generations now the most conservative? And folks, you know what this is? This is the Democrats radicalizing men against them, because for the first time, we have the first generation that hasn't been marinated in fake news. They actually get both sides. They've been raised that way. They came into kind of conscious as teenagers that way. And that shows you where the radical difference is coming from. I mean, think about it. The oldest groups of people in America, right, were always the most reliably conservative, the most reliably Republican. It's always been that way. Why? Because you have a lifetime of experience to figure this stuff out. You can figure a way through, even though, you know, the media has been lying to you for most of the time that you've been living. Life experience will begin to show you that. It's a cycle that takes decades. Well, let's flip now. It's actually the youngest people who are the most conservative. That's what's so shocking. Again, when you get those over 65 approving of Trump, and you can say conservative, Republican, whatever you want to call it, 54%, and you get those 18 to 29 at 64%. There is only one thing causing this, folks. Lack of censorship on X. That's it. And, you know, TikTok, to some extent, does allow the other side. It's not like X. So these kids have grown up in reality. The first generation to really do that, to be able, outside of the control of Democrats, the FBI, the federal government, and the mainstream media, to actually look at both sides. Now, not everybody's doing this. It's mainly males driving this, because women don't have, you know, they don't have the same sources that men do, even within social media. But still, this is a radical sea change. It gives me so much hope for society.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.